நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Greetings, Dr. Hugh McDermott.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Recently, to be precise, on the 17th of June, you made a private member's statement at the New South Wales Legislative Assembly, or popularly known as the New South Wales State Parliament, on Tamils and Sri Lanka. Why did you make that statement?
There's a number of reasons why I've made that speech. Firstly, the 18th of May must be recognised to remember the civil war in Sri Lanka, but also the victims, especially the innocent civilians, when the men, women and children who were killed during the conflict, but also going back to the last many decades of persecution against the Tamil people in Sri Lanka and the Tamil genocide. It is time that the world recognises there was a genocide in Sri Lanka. They must recognise that the United Nations has a number of times put resolutions forward demanding that there be an inquiry, an independent inquiry into potential war crimes, and that there seems to be evidence of war crimes, and the UN has said that, and the world needs to know. And in my small part as a Member of Parliament, I want to do that.
In your speech, though, you didn't just talk about the 18th of May, but you talked about events that had happened in Sri Lanka since independence.
Well, yes. Well, the persecution of minorities, including Tamils, but Catholics and Muslims and others, began after independence in the 1940s in Sri Lanka. There was legislation that was put through which openly discriminated against Tamils and others. There was a concerted campaign supported by the government and by the military and the police force. And there was pogroms and there was a burning of the Jaffna Library. And then eventually, you know, we led to the civil war. But there was many decades of unrest first, and persecution. And yes, I did talk about that.
In your statement, you talked about receiving threats and derogatory comments on your social media. Have you lodged any complaints with the authorities, like the police, or any complaints with the Consulate General of Sri Lanka in Australia?
There was hundreds of abusive messages on my social media, mostly from trolls from Melbourne and Sri Lanka. We do believe that it was coordinated by a special unit within the Sri Lankan government, and because other members of parliament in other parts of the world have had similar attacks. And to give you some idea how abusive these emails and messages were, they threatened me with physical violence, with my wife, sexual violence, and other members of my family. They posted pictures of dead Tamils who'd been murdered during the civil war, civilians, as well as combatants. And this went on. I also received a number of phone calls, many, many phone calls to my electorate office, which were fairly abusive. So that's what happened. I did have talked to the police about that and the protective service, which we have in Parliament. However, my background is I did a lot of work with law enforcement and others. So I understand some of the risks you take by standing up to and making comments about such matters. The Sri Lankan government has written to me, also denying that there had been a genocide, denying the war crimes, which is what I expected. And I will meet with them at time once the COVID restrictions are relaxed, because I'd like to have the Sri Lankan Consul General come out to the electorate in Western Sydney and meet some of the families, hundreds of families, who had people killed by the government during the civil war.
Some of the comments in the social media also accuse you of making such a statement to distract the public from current issues such as branch stacking or some allegations against you on sexual misconduct, and that you are pandering to get more Tamil votes.
Well, firstly, there has been no branch stacking in my electorate. The branch stacking controversies in Granville and in Melbourne have nothing to do with me or nor in my areas that I, where I live in. So that is a completely separate matter. And as for any type of cover for sexual harassment, accusations were made against me over 2 years ago by a disgruntled former staff member, which I fired. And there was an inquiry, as you may know, and an investigation, and it was found that I was completely cleared of that. And there was no substance to any of the allegations. So this is just them trying to throw mud to take attention away from the real issue here. And that is there were war crimes and genocide perpetrated by the Sri Lankan government. And there needs to be an independent tribunal set up to investigate these. And if the Sri Lankan government refuses to follow the UN resolutions, then it should be referred to the International Criminal Court. That's what needs to happen.
How do you respond to the...
Just a moment. Yeah. As for the accusation that I need Tamil votes, look, the last election, I was one of the few Labor MPs to receive over a 7% swing to Labor, to me. I won every single booth in the election, every single one. I now sit in a very safe Labor seat. I don't need to go out chasing votes. This is about human rights. This is about standing up and acknowledging that there was a genocide committed against the Tamil people. And as a leader, I would be a coward not to do that. The Tamil community is a very important part of my electorate, but also of my friends and neighbours in Western Sydney. And I've seen a massive injustice done to them. Further, I've looked at the evidence, I've read the reports from the UN and other bodies, and I've realised, I've come to the conclusion that there was a genocide, there were war crimes, and they need to be investigated.
All right. You are elected by the people of New South Wales to the New South Wales Parliament. Instead of serving their needs, why are you focusing your energy on an affair that involves other countries?
Well, firstly, you're absolutely correct. I'm elected representative of New South Wales. There are many Tamils in my electorate, and I represent them. And just like every other member of parliament or anybody else who has a stage, they have an opportunity to look after people directly, which where they live, but also acknowledge that as leaders in a community, we have an obligation to lead. And when there is crimes being committed in other places that affectly, directly affect people who live in your electorate, that should be raised. In fact, it is an obligation to do that. And if you don't do that, then that greatly concerns me. And it is not the first time that members of the New South Wales Parliament have done such a thing like I am doing. In 1993, the New South Wales Parliament officially recognised the genocide against the Armenian, Assyrian and Greek communities by the Turkish Ottomans. Now, at the time that the Turkish government openly verbally abused, it basically threatened members of parliament, but they stood firm and it was recognised. Sadly, the Commonwealth Parliament has not got there yet after all these many decades. So I'm quite happy to be a representative of one of the biggest economies in the world. New South Wales is larger than many countries when it comes to the size of the economy. It's one of the biggest economies in the OECD. So it is my obligation to do this, especially when, if at a federal level or others, they won't.
Okay. Finally, what do you expect to happen by your speech at the New South Wales Parliament?
I felt that it had to be put on the record and Hansard the attacks on me and my family in regards to my stand and my comments regarding the Tamil genocide. That was first of all. But this is, I believe, the beginning or the continuation of a campaign so that the genocide is recognised and that we find justice. And by finding justice, I mean that there is finally the UN resolutions in regard to an investigation into the matters that happened during the civil war in Sri Lanka. The accusations of war crimes and crimes against humanity need to be investigated. And I firmly believe that parliamentarians in this country, in Canada, in the UK and other places have started a momentum to make this happen. Don't forget, my speech may have been the first one in the New South Wales Parliament, but other members of Parliament, such as the British Labor Party, the British Conservative Party, parliamentarians in Canada, in Ontario and other places, in France, etc., have also made very similar speeches to mine. The international community must be energised to make and pressure the Sri Lankan government to accept the UN resolutions, and if they won't, the UN must move forward with an investigation before the International Criminal Courts.
You mentioned that New South Wales Parliament recognised the genocide that happened to Armenians, but the Australian government hasn't. Just like that, you have made a statement that what happened in Sri Lanka should be recognised as a genocide. A couple of years ago, I think 3 years ago, you made a statement in the Parliament asking Tamil language to be taught in all schools in Australia. Mm. What had happened to that?
That's right, we did. And as you know, in New South Wales, that has begun to be rolled out. A lot more money has now gone to not only the language schools, but also processes in the high schools for it to happen. It was actual and continuing consideration of rolling it out into the syllabus throughout the schools. And there has been discussions in Queensland and in Victoria about having this happen. There's also been discussions with the federal education and the federal shadow education ministers over the last few years. This will happen. Things don't happen overnight, as we know, but that process is continuing and will happen.
Thank you, Dr. Hugh McDermott, for your time and your views. We will try and get their comments from the Consulate General of Sri Lanka in Canberra.
Well, thank you, and it's been an absolute pleasure, and I really appreciate you asking me on the show.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.